ومن ولا. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class, inshallah ta'ala. You see what happened actually to Sayyidina Musa, as we agreed last week that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun, both of them, they die in the tih. What is the tih mean? What is the tih mean? The wilderness in the desert, in Sinai. They never reach, both of them, the land of Palestine, and they die in the wilderness. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, he died in the age of 118. His age was 118 years old. As Wahb radiallahu anhu arda stated for us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said he died in the age of 118. And Sayyidina Musa, he died after him 3 years. So how old is Sayyidina Musa when he died? 121 years old. Both of them, they die in the wilderness. I bring the story of Musa alayhi salam. We took part of it, inshallah ta'ala. Just fast. Sayyidina Musa went out, and he in the end Sinai. And he found group of people, they digging a grave. فَعَرَفَهُمْ. So he knows them. How he knows them? He knows that they are the angels. How he knows they are angels? He came in the form of man. As we said, as Sheikh Muhammad before, the angel are able to change here exactly angelic, exactly forms to a human. They are able to do that. And how he knows them? People in the desert looks like dusty, tired. But the malaika, when they come, they always come pure, with nur, you know, nice clothes, so on so. So he figured, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he knew that they are the angel. Allah said that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that in the hadith. عَرَفَهُمْ. And he found them, they digging a beautiful grave. He said, I never see a grave like this before, green. And Al-Qabr is not a green. The grave is not only also when you're digging, there is no any green or perfume or anything or flowers or anything in the Qabr, in the grave. But Sayyidina Musa, he figured it. And he said, exactly, you're digging this for who? He digging it for this. He said, for someone who's honored with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Some with honored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how lucky this person to have a beautiful grave like this. He said, you won't exactly say, I wish to sleep. He said, they told him, go ahead and sleep. Sleep and the order come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exactly through the angel to take a deep breath. And when you take the deep breath, the Malak al-Mawti took his soul. This is actually we're exactly showing you here, but we have a comment for that. Inshallah ta'ala. Qala Wahb. خرج موسى عليه السلام لبعض حاجاته فمر برات من الملائكة يحفرون قبرا فعرفهم فقال فعرفهم فأقبل إليهم حتى وقف عليهم فإذا هم يحفرون قبرا لم يرى شيئا قط أحسن منه ولم يرى مثل ما فيه من الخضرة والنضرة والبهجة فقال لهم يا ملائكة الله لم تحفرون هذا القبر قالوا نحفره والله لعبد كريم على ربه قال إن لهذا العبد من الله لمنزلة فإني ما رأيتك اليوم مضجعا فقالت الملائكة يا صفي الله هتحب أن يكون لك قال وددته قال فانزل فاضطجع في فيه وتوجه إلى ربك ثم تنفس ألهس التنفس تتنفسه قط فنزل فاضطجع فيه وتوجه إلى ربي ثم تنفس فقبض الله قضى الله روحه تفضل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Death of Moses alayhi salam. Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Moses, peace be upon him, went out for some need and passed by a group of angels digging a grave. He recognized them and approached them until he stood over them. They were digging a grave, the likes of which he had never seen before, more beautiful than it. And he had never seen anything like it in terms of greenery, freshness, and joy. He said to them, O angels of Allah, for whom are you digging this grave? They said, "By Allah, we are doing it for a servant who is honored by his Lord." He said, "The servant has a status with Allah, for I have never seen a place to lie down like today." The angel said, "O chosen one of Allah, would you like to be yours? Would you like it to be yours?" He said, "I would like it." They said, "Then go down, lie down in it, face your Lord, and breathe the easiest breath you have ever taken." So he went down, lay down in it, face your Lord, and breathe, and Allah took his soul. Then the angel settled over him. It was said, the angel of death came to him and said to him, "O Moses, did you drink wine?" He said, "No." So he forced him and took his soul. It was said, rather, he brought him an apple from paradise. So he smelled it and his soul was taken. It is narrated that Joshua bin Nun,
the boy of Musa,
saw him in a dream after his death and said, "How did you find death?" He said, "Like a sheep being skinned while it is alive."
Repeat this again.
He said, "How did you find death?" He said, "Like a sheep being skinned while it is alive." Moses, peace be upon him, lived for 120 years, 20 of which were in the reign of Ifridun, and 100 in the reign of Manuhir. When the 40 years had passed, he died. When Moses died, God Almighty sent Joshua to them as a prophet. He informed them that he was God's prophet and that God had commanded them to fight the giants.
Leave this in the end. Death is truth, and everybody shall test it. No matter what you live in this life, you're going to test. But there is a difference between a person who fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala and die in righteousness, dying in Islam, and his grave will be barred from the paradise. That's why Musa alayhi salam, because he's a prophet. Third of the Quran is speaking about the children of Israel. Third of the Quran, the great history for Musa alayhi salam, Allah mentioned it in the Quran. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the malaika, they told, "Would you like to actually to be the owner of this grave?" He said, "Yes." So he preferred to die. He preferred, alayhi salam, to die and to meet his Lord. They told that brief, easiest breath you can have exactly in your life. And he did that. Malak al-Maut came and he took his soul. The other side, wal-a'uzu billah, the person who die and he exactly committing shirk, associate partner with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his grave, wali'auzu billah, will be apart from the hellfire. And we need to now ask a question today, many questions. We open it for the grave. Many questions we need to ask. Is there any punishment in the grave?
Yes.
Because some I saw in the TV, exactly in the YouTube, some who name themselves a scholar, they deny the punishment in the grave. If you fear exactly, watch out whom you can listen, whom you can watch. Because there is a lot of people also that are not qualified to be a scholar, but they deceiving the ummah with the fabricated stories. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So we need to know, yes, عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقِّ. The punishment in the grave is haq, is truth. Can we read the second hadith to see exactly what is that?
Go for it.
Exactly number two. باب ما جاء في عذاب القبر. أخبرني أبي عن شعبة. سمعت الأشعث عن أبي عن مسروق عن عائشة. عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. أن يهودية دخلت عليها فذكرت عذاب القبر. فقالت لها أعاذك الله من عذاب القبر. فسألت عائشة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عذاب القبر. فقال نعم عذاب القبر. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها: فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد صلى صلاة إلا تعوذ من عذاب القبر. زاد غندر عذاب القبر حق. تفضل. البخاري 1372.
Funerals, al-janayiz, the punishment in the grave. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that a Jew came to her and mentioned the punishment in the grave, saying to her, "May Allah protect you from the punishment of the grave." Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the punishment of the grave. He said, "Yes, there is a punishment in the grave." Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha added, "After that, I never saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam but seeking refuge with Allah from the punishment in the grave in every prayer he prayed."
Allahu Akbar. So from the sunnah, actually, we need in the end of the tashahud, you always actually, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from four. Allahumma inni. Repeat after me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab an-nar wa min adhab al-qabr min fitnat al-mahya wal mamat wa min fitnat al-masih ad-dajjal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab an-nar wa min adhab al-qabr wa min fitnat al-mahya wal mamat wa min fitnat al-masih ad-dajjal. For the brother, respected brother, who doesn't actually recognize the Arabic, these brothers, they are experienced in this dua. They always say it in the end of the tashahud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us at the end of our salah, before we make in salam, he said exactly, Allahumma, O Allah, I ask to help me, that is a simple word, from the punishment of the hell, the punishment of the grief, fitna al mahya wal mamat, the fitna mean the innovation or the trial of the living and death. We are in fitna, we are in big test. Sakallahu khair, barakallahu fik. We are in big test, living and death. At the time of die, we die too, we have a big fitna. You know, have a big fitna. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, a great scholar for this ummah, he is the one of the owner of one of the sect called Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He was a great man. The whole entire world knows Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiallahu anhu. What, at the time he died, what did he do? His son, he's a scholar like him. His name is Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He exactly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when you see somebody dying, remind him about La ilaha illallah. You know what's La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Remind him. Then his son, he sat down next to him. He told him, Abi, it's mean father, say La ilaha illallah. But Imam Ahmad, he used to wake up and feel unconscious. Wake up and feel unconscious. So what happened after that? So his son started to cry. Jazakallah khair. He started to cry. Qala ya abati, qul la ilaha illallah. Oh my father, say la ilaha illallah. He told who? He told the scholar, the owner of the sect. The whole entire world shaking of his knee exactly here. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. Then he said exactly, he found the answer. Sheikh Muhammad, what happened, the answer? Imam Ahmad, what did he answer? When his son reminded him, he said, La wallahi, I will never say that. So his son became scared and they're shaking. And he said, my father, he refused to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And then he woke up. Qala ay bunay, Imam Ahmad, he told his son, oh my son, innama thalik, Shaitan. The shaitan came to me while I'm suffering actually to breathe, to die. And he has a cup of water with him. And he told him, Ya Ahmad, I know you are thirsty. That's why I recommended, if you see somebody die, not to let him drink water. But come actually and make his lips wetted by water. Because exactly the mouse became like a piece of wood. A piece of wood. Cannot even speak. So Shaitan came to me. Satan came to me and he told me, Ahmad, I know you are thirsty. Die as a Christian or Jew, I will give you this drink. Then I answered Iblis, I told him, La wallahi, I will never say that. So his son, he talked in a different way that actually he refused to say La ilaha illallah. But indeed he was answering the shaitan. Man mata ala ghayr salah, whoever die without a salah, without praying, فَإِمَّا أَنْ يَمُوتَ يَهُودِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا. Either he die as a Christian or Jew. Because actually, exactly as Salah imaduddin, the Salah is the foundation of this deen. Foundation. You see, the building has a foundation. If you take this foundation, what's going to happen to the building? Everything is collapsed. That is as Salah for the Muslim. So we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make us among those who perform the salah on time, all the time, and to die with the salah. It's very important. So my dear brothers, what I need to tell you actually before I complete this story, that al-qabru awwalu manazil al-akhira, manzila, the first level of akhira for the hereafter, al-qabr. And whatever actually the person find in the qabr, that is going to be actually exactly his distance.
Yes.
So everyone, when we send him to the grave, and after we close the grave, could you imagine? He used to live in a bed, comfortable bed with air conditioned heat and so, cover and everything. Suddenly, exactly your people actually, they're going to put you in the grave. And they close the grave. They close the grave. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us, قال المس الميت يسمع نقرع نعالهم. When the people start to move from the grave, the deceased, the person in his grave, he heard the footsteps of the last one. He left the grave. He could hear. I cannot speak anymore. So, and after the people start the judgment will be start. First, before punishment, there is a two angel will come. One angel, exactly an angel of mercy. And the second one's angel will be the angel of what? Of punishment. وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Both of them, they ask him. Who three question? All of us, we know about the three questions. Who's your Lord? What is the name of the ban Allah send it to you to believe? And what is actually your religion? The person actually die with righteousness and with the salah, it will be easy for him to answer. My Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, and my religion is the Islam. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he die and they bury him next to his friend, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. He came to his son Abdullah ibn Umar exactly in a dream. Then Abdullah ibn Umar started asking, oh my father, what did you found in your grave? He said, the angel came to me and told me, who is your Lord? I said, I answered them, I know my Lord, who is your Lord? Allah. So instead, he questioned them. Radiallahu anhu arda. Al-Faruq. Umar radiallahu anhu, he died as a shaheed. Abu Lu'lu'a from Majus, from Asfahan, which is Iran today, came and stepped him while he was leading the Salah in Salat al-Fajr. And the most important for him to complete the Salah. The most important after he came and stepped him from every side until all his stomach came out. All his stomach. He hold his stomach, and the most his concern is what? Is to complete the salah. Because he was the imam in the fajr time. Exactly. So, exactly. قال يا عبد الرحمن ابن عوف. That's his guy, minister, one of his ministers. Complete the salah. Step forward. And he sit down next to the member. You know, the member of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, exactly in the member. He sit down next to it. And he hold his stomach. And people in the back, they don't know what happened to Umar. But Sayyidina Umar, when he said, he stepped him and killed him, he told them, قَتَلَنِي الْكَلْبِ, the dog killed me. Allah. He's from Majus. The one Majus, the one who worshipped the fire. He came from Asfahan that time, exactly to call it Iran today. His name is Abu Lu'lu'a. Abu Lu'lu'a al-Majusi. Majusi, it's mean the one who worshipped the fire. Mushrik, associated part with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened after that? Look what Sayyidina is, that good end. They ran to give Umar radiallahu anhu the milk. The milk came out. They ran to bring the water and they give it to him, and the water can't come out from his stomach because his stomach is open already. Subhanallah. Then what happened after that? His son, he ran and bring a pillow, and he put it under the head of his father. He told him, no, ya Abdullah, take the pillow from under my bed and put my head in the dust. That may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala look at my head and he forgive me. Umar. And he told Aisha radiallahu anhu arda, I told the Abdullah ibn Umar, go and take a permission from Aisha mother, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu exactly to be buried with my two friends, Rasulullah and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He ran to Aisha. Aisha, she used to love Umar radiallahu anhu arda too much. Because Umar, who's exactly 10 years, he opened the east. Half of the earth used to be under the Islamic State in the time of Umar. Radiallahu anhu arda. She went and she said, wallahi, I like to save this grave for myself, but because of Umar, I will give it to him. He ran to Umar, Abdullah, his son. He ran to Umar, قال, أبشر يا أبتا. Have a good news, my father. Have a good glad tiding. Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believer, Aisha, she approved it exactly to be buried with your two friends. He said, no, ya Abdullah. Maybe she got embarrassed from me while I'm still alive. Repeat the question again after I die. Repeated again this question. He ran to her and she was exactly fulfilled with her oath. And she gave it to Umar radiallahu anhu arda. And that's why when you visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar. So all the ummah, all the Muslim all over the world for years, everybody, assalamu alayka Rasulullah, assalamu alayka ya Abu Bakr, assalamu alayka ya Umar. So how they are lucky. That is the good righteousness. Righteousness, good deed will make your part. But wal ya'uzu billah, Fir'aun. Example of Fir'aun. Allah said in the Quran, "An-nar yu'radun 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya, adkhiluhu ala Fir'aun ashadd al-'azab." An-nar, they will be presented to the hellfire in the morning and in after where in the grave twice in the morning and in afternoon. Punishment for Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. And in a year after, send the people of Fir'aun and Fir'aun with them to a severe punishment in the year after. Because he knows the truth. Allah sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun and he show him all the great. One day I'm going to give you the 9 signs. He came to Fir'aun, 9 signs. And he proved it to Fir'aun. Subhanallah, and he deny him. And then when he intended to be a Muslim and to follow, at the time Jibreel told the Prophet ﷺ, when Fir'aun almost gonna be drowned exactly, and he said, I believe the Lord of Musa, then Jibreel told him exactly, I push the water over him to let him die, not at the time to express your tawbah that when the death will come to you. But you should express your tawbah before the death is coming to you. Not because if you find yourself actually dying, I say, Astaghfirullah, inni tubtu ila Allah, I repented to Allah. La, 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 la. It's too late. So we ask Allah to give us the tawbah before we die. Ameen. Because all of us, we are a sinner. Nobody excluded. All of us, we are. Is there anyone here not sinner? Are you a sinner or not a sinner? I am the first one of you, I'm a sinner. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allah, the Prophet said, "Kullu ibn Adam khata, wa khayrul khata'ina at-tawwabun." Every son of Adam is a wrongdoers, committing errors. But the best one of them, at-tawwabun, the one who expresses tawbah. And no matter what, you commit sins, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one He will exactly forgive. Even you commit million of time, make exactly. Why? Why? Because Allah said that exactly a beautiful ayah. أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. Establish and perform your salah. أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار. The salah for the daytime. Fajr, Zuhr, and Asr. وزلفا من الليل and two salah in the night time. صلاة المغرب and صلاة العشاء. إن الحسنات. Because if you do this five salah on time, regularly, perfect, indeed, innal hasanati, indeed, all the good deeds will erase all the evil deeds. Alhamdulillah, wallahi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most forgiven to forgive all our sins. My time is fed. I have to continue the story, and we're going to speak a little bit about the grave too. We speak because we didn't take one hadith. Last hadith we did not take it yet, inshallah ta'ala. Exactly, you ask a question exactly. Is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother and father are in a paradise? They die not without Islam. The last hadith will show you here exactly. They die as a kafir. Both of them die as a kafir. And whoever die kafir, Sheikh Nassar, I'm waiting for you here. Exactly, subhanAllah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make the last deed in our life to be in righteousness. Ameen. And to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ameen. Because this is very hard, this is difficult in this life. All of us who are surrounded by fitna and trial, innovations everywhere. SubhanAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete our deen inshaAllah ta'ala and to die as a Muslim inshaAllah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah.
Shukran la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.